Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Lamed, Shabbos 30. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara, because we're discussing the idea that a person is allowed to extinguish a light on Shabbos, which is, generally speaking, a biblical prohibition, but if it's for the sake of a sick person, it will be permitted to extinguish that light for the needs of a sick person. And from there, the Gemara goes into an extended Agadata about the importance of saving a person's life and that pushing off all the other commandments. So says the Gemara, Shaul Sheila Zua Ilami Rebbe, that this question was asked in front of Rabbi Tanchum de Minoy, and they asked the question, Ma'u l'chbos butzina dinora mikame b'isha b'shabta? What about the idea? Is it permitted to extinguish a light on Shabbos if it's in front of a sick person who needs the light to be off in order to go to sleep and to be healed? So first of all, before we answer that question, we know already the answer to that question because it says it explicitly in our Mishnah on Chavtes Amabez. We said that Mechabes Aner Mne'achol Shayashan is Potter, that somebody who extinguishes a light before a sick person who's sleeping is exempt, that they're not in violation. And our Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, not only is it are you exempt, but it's actually permitted lichatchila, that's the way a person is supposed to do if we see whatever a sick person needs. So why is the Gemara why was this question asked her on Rabbi Tanchum de Minoy? So the way the Riaf answers this question, he says that really what he's asking is, if you have a circumstance where you could either remove the candle from the sick person while it's still lighting, which is going to be a rabbinic violation of muktza, or you can extinguish it, is it better to violate the prohibition of the rabbinic prohibition of moving something, which is muktza, so that the person will not be in pain? Or is it better to extinguish it right away, even just save a few seconds, so that the sick person will not be in distress while the candle is going out? Which is it better to do, to push it out right away or to carry it out, which could take an extra second, but you're not going to be in violation of the biblical violation? And Rabbi Tanchum answered in the Gemara, his answer was, better off to extinguish the light of flesh and blood, but do not extinguish the light of God, meaning to say that you're better off to extinguish the light so that the poor person will not get sick, even for one moment, rather than extinguishing the light of God, which is the neshama. Hashem wants us to survive, so better off to save even a second. And indeed, this is a question, really, actually, it's a machokas amongst the Rishonim, is it better to extinguish the light when it's possible to move it to another place? So the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos that if a person can possibly move this to another place, then you're not allowed to extinguish it. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah cites that in Siman Reish Ayin Ches Sifkat and Aleph. However, the Ritva says, no, you have to do it as soon as possible, extinguish the light as soon as possible, and don't try moving it to another place. That's a fundamental dispute between the Ritva and the Rambam. So going back to our Gemara, the Gemara says, Pasach, the Rabbi Tanchum started to answer this question, and he says, Ant Shlomo. And the way he started to have this discussion of whether or not Pikuach Nefesh, whether or not what you're supposed to do in this context, he started by saying, you are Solomon. And he quotes verses from Tehillim, and he quotes also a contradiction from Koheles, which we know that Solomon wrote Koheles. So what's the reason why he starts by saying, you are Solomon? So that was the practice to fulfill the concept of Chazal, that if you're going to say the teaching in front of somebody else, in the name of somebody else, you should view that person as though they're standing in your place. And so he said, so he didn't just quote Solomon, he said, you, Solomon, are standing here. And what's the reason why he starts answering this question with the words, the agadic words, which you are Solomon, and then he quotes some of the verses from Solomon? So Rashi says the reason is because when they have a question like this, they generally had the practice of starting with verses. And that's his answer. The Ion Yaakov says that the people were asking the question, they didn't understand how to act with respect to the situation that came in front of them. But they asked him, on a weekday, what would be the law on Shabbos? And so therefore, the Gemara gives this answer in this way, in order to teach them immediately how to act. So basically, the idea is, if it would have been Shabbos, he would have told them what to do. But because it was during the week, he gave him an agadata, and he started teaching him by his stories. However, the Grud disagrees. He says, no, what's the reason why he started with the agadata? Because he says, he sees that these people are coming to ask him about matters of life and death. And in the Yerushalmi, in Yoma chapter 8, Halacha Hey, it states explicitly that if somebody asks a question about a matter of life and death, that person is meguna, meaning to say when it comes to a matter of life and death, that's not the time to ask questions about halacha. That's the time to just act quickly to save a life. And so because and the reason why it says something meguna is because clearly somebody who's asking a question is presumably a head of a community, and so therefore that person should have taught the people that when it comes to matters of life and death, we don't take chances, we don't waste time, we quickly rush to address the situation. And so because the question is, because if you're going to come and ask during the Shas Maisa, during the actual moment, you could lose the precious moments that are necessary to save somebody's life. And so since Rabbi Tanchum saw that they were coming to ask him, he understood that they didn't really understand the laws of Pikuach Nefesh. And so therefore he wanted to try, and he started with the words of Agadata. Why Agadata? Because if it was speaking to the rabbis, he would go straight to the halacha. But with the community, you understand that you need to start with stories and to get them excited and interested. And so therefore he started with the Agadata to get everybody involved. And then they would listen to it and they would hear it and they understand that Pikuach Nefesh, that saving someone's life, pushes off the Shabbos. And so we see from here the importance of Pikuach Nefesh, just, and the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on it, but that's the importance of not even asking when it comes to a matter of life and death, just acting quickly to save a person's life.